नमस्ते अरसदेवो वाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषज्ञ पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदिगौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी विल कंटिन्यू आवर डिस्कशन। We are in the last section of this chapter, concluding remarks by Yamaraj. So we will just move there. Of course, concluding remarks have been given by Yamaraj to the Yamadutas. Now Shukadeva Goswami is wrapping up this chapter or this episode of Ajamil for Parikshit Maharaj. Now, very soon, we will complete this chapter and move on to the next chapter, which is Hamsa Guhya Prayers by Daksha. So, just few seconds while I move on to that slide. Okay, so the last section, chanting versus following rituals. We saw last time, I think we ended with this verse. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangalam amhasam mahatam api kauravya viddi aikantika nishkritam. So this is a conclusion. He says, therefore, O descendant of Kurus, tasmat viddi, therefore you understand Vishnoho Sankirtanam, that intense chanting of the Lord's name, is Jagat Mangalam, auspicious for this whole universe, and Aikantika Nishkritam, it definitely acts as the ultimate atonement, Mahatamapi Anmahasam, even for the greatest of all sins. So then, this is where we ended last time. We will start with the 32nd verse now. We have another 4 more verses to conclude this chapter. But before we start, if there are any quick comments, questions, discussions based on what we discussed last time. I know it was on Friday, 2 days back. You must probably not recollect what exactly, I mean, the chapter and some things, but definitely you must have had other things to do during the weekend, your voice related services. So if there are no further comments, questions, so we will move on to the 32nd verse. Shrinvatam grinatam viryani uddamani harer mohu yata sujataya bhaktya shuddhyen natma vrata dibihi. So he says mohu. Mohu means continuously. Shrinvatam grinatam. Shrinvatam means to hear, granatam means to accept, but in this context it means to chant. Hear and chant what? Harehe viryani, about the activities of the Lord. Uddamani, and what is the nature of the subject matter of activities of Supreme Lord? Uddamani means one which has the capacity to do udhar, or which can destroy sin. Sujataya bhaktya shuddhyet atma. Purifies his soul by that bhakti. Sujataya bhaktya shuddhyet atma. By that bhakti, his soul gets purified. Okay. So one who constantly hears and chants about that activity of the Lord, which can destroy sin, purifies his soul by that bhakti. Na yata shuddhyet. That kind of purification is not possible vrata adibhi, by performing any other kinds of vrata or other Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Okay, so muhuhu, constantly shrinvatam granatam, hearing and chanting harehe viryani, the activities of the Lord. And what is the nature of that activities? Uddamani, which can destroy sin. By hearing and chanting, what happens? Sujataya bhaktya shuddhyet atma. This hearing and chanting, which is an act of practicing bhakti, Shuddhyet Atma, it purifies the soul. But Vrata Adibihi, other kinds of Vedic practices like Vrata, Dana, etc., Nayata Shuddhyet, it does not have the capability to purify in that way. Okay? So you can close your book and try to recollect whatever words you can remember.
Muhu Shrinvatam.
Muhu constantly Shrinvatam hearing.
Grihitam.
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 Chanting. What?
Hare Biryani.
Harehe Biryani. The pastimes of Supreme Lord or the qualities of Supreme Lord. What is the nature of that?
Uddhamani.
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 It has the capacity to destroy sins.
Sins.
Okay. So what happens by hearing and chanting?
Shuddhyet.
Shujataya bhaktya. Shuddhyet
atma.
This kind of bhakti which is constituted by hearing and chanting, it purifies the soul. Okay. And then?
Na. Other
problems.
Na yata shuddhyet. You cannot say na shuddhyet at all, because that would mean that the other processes are absolutely incapable. Therefore, the choice of words here, if you see, is na yata shuddhyet. Na yata shuddhyet means to purification to that extent is not possible. Vrata adibihi, by other processes such as vrata, dana, etc. Okay, like that. So we will chant three times. Grinvatam, grinatam, biryani, uddha, mani, harer, muhu, yata, sujataya, bhaktya, shuddhyen, natma, vrata, divihi. Grinvatam, grinatam, biryani, uddha, mani, harer, muhu, yata, sujataya, bhaktya, shuddhyen, natma, vrata, divihi. Shrinvatam grinatam viryani uddhamani harer muhuhu yata sujataya bhaktya shuddhyen natma vratadibhi. Okay. Muktakesh Prabhu, first line.
Shrinvatam grinatam viryani.
Tamal Govindru, second line.
Uddhamani harer muhu.
Adi Gopal Prabhu, third line.
Which is late?
What?
He came late, Prabhu.
Oh, he came late. Okay, Ashray Gopal Prabhu, third line.
Third line, yatha sujataya bhaktya.
Akhilatma Pran Prabhu is there.
Suja yatha shuddhet natmani vratadibhi.
Okay, very good. Hari Bhakti Prabhu, first two lines.
Shrinvatam grinatam viryani
uddhamani
harer muhu.
Okay. Rohin Nandan Prabhu, next two lines.
Sujataya bhaktya shuddhe natma vratadivihi.
Very good. Is Pregopesh Prabhu there?
No, he's not there.
He's not there. Okay. So, who else is left?
Tamal Gundru.
Tamal Gundru, I asked. Anyone else?
Okay. Srinivas Priya Prabhu.
Srinivas Priya Prabhu, full verse.
Not there today.
Oh, he's not there. Okay. Maybe he's really hiding today.
He's in meeting.
Oh, he's in a meeting. Okay. Muktikesh Prabhu, full verse.
Shunatam grinatam viryani uddhamani harer muhu tatha sujataya bhaktya shuddhet
natma
vrata divi.
Okay, Ashray Gopal Prabhu.
I will try, Kruji. Shrinvatam grinatam viryani uddhamani harer moho yatha sujataya bhaktya shuddhen at no, shuddhen natma vrata dibihi.
Haribo. Okay. So, Srila Vishnachak Dakur says, even for devotees, who chant with offense, bhakti becomes perfect, it is said. Like we saw, there is a difference between the nama aparad, aparadnam that is chanted by devotees, and the aparadnam which is chanted by the mayavadis and other kinds of atheists. It's not the same. So for the nama aparad chanted by devotees is actually a stage before nama bas, as long as they are trying sincerely, then definitely over a period of time that nama aparad will become nama bas, and nama bas will become shuddhanam, then bhavanam and premanam. That's what it's mentioned here. Even for devotees who chant with offense, bhakti becomes perfect. This is not actually making offensive chanting a credible path. We should not see it that way. This here we should see offensive chanting as a sort of precursor to namabhas, practiced by devotees who are not very advanced but are trying sincerely. It is said, nama aparada yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tanyeva artha karani cha. Nama aparada yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam. Even those who chant with offenses destroy their sins. By continuous chanting, they attain prema. So by taking sincere shelter of the process of chanting, slowly their nama aparada gets destroyed. In that state of bhakti, the jiva becomes purified. What to speak of the mind? So he says, if even the jiva becomes purified, what to speak of the mind? Of course, we have to understand the jiva is always pure. It is never impure at all. But the point is, the false ego of the jiva gets purified. That's what it means. Not exactly jiva, because the jiva is always pure. Even though bhakti purified the jiva from the contamination of ignorance, atonements cannot achieve these results. Yata shuddhyet vrata adibhi. This vrata adibhi is not capable of purifying to that extent. Like that. Though by vows and atonements performed by the karmis, there is destruction of sinful reactions. That is why the word that is used here is I am waiting for your response.
Yata.
Though by vows and atonements performed by the karmis, there is destruction of sinful reactions. Otherwise, yata is not needed if no destruction of sins is shuddhyet na vratadibhihi. Yata need not be used at all. Yata means to that extent. To that extent, purification does not happen by vrata and other things, as it happens by chanting and hearing, like that. Even though by vows and does it remind you of some other verse? Does it remind you of some other verse? I'll give you a hint. The verse is in the first canto.
Dan.
Muktikesh Prabhu
remembers. Yeah. All this. Sapo dana vratavidhi. Na dharma jamta durdayam. Tadapi shangrisi.
Okay, that is sixth canto only.
First canto.
Tapasvi na dana. That is not first canto.
Which one?
Tapasvi dana parayashasvi.
No. Tapasvi na dana paray is not first canto. The second canto. Okay, I will tell you. I will give you one more hint. Let's see if you are able to recollect. This is in the episode of Narada Muni speaking to Vyasadeva. No. Yamadibir yoga pataihi kamalobadibir mukuhu kunda sevaya yadvat tata atma addana shamyati. You know, how many of you have heard this verse?
Yeah, I heard. Sixth chapter.
Yeah. Teachings of Narada Muni to Vyasadev. Where he says, Yamadibir yogapataihi kamalobadibir muhuhu. He says, to some extent, Kama, Loba and other impurities within the heart are purified by Yama, Niyama, Asana and other such practices which are practiced in Jnana, Yoga, etc. But Mukunda Sevaya Yadvat Tata Atma Addana Shamyati. But only by Mukunda Seva, the soul becomes completely pacified. Pacified means purified. Because impurities are the cause of anxiety and trouble for the jiva. But when it gets purified, then it becomes peaceful like that. So, O King, so the mind becomes only a little purified at that time by vows and atonements. O King, it is true when you said atonement is like an elephant taking a bath. You see, I think we discussed this before. Interesting point that when he said that kuchit nivartate badrat kuchit charati tat punaha prayas chittam ato apartam manye kunjara shochavat. He mentioned that it is like an elephant taking bath, because sometimes they give up performing those sinful activities and after some time they again resume performing those sinful activities. So what is that kind of atonement? But interestingly, this kind of tendencies may be seen in devotees also. And Parikshit Maharaj must have known this. Because he himself was a devotee. He was not a practicing devotee. But I am sure if he had known about the nature of people practicing karma, then definitely he must have known about the practice of people who are practicing bhakti also. So therefore, if he rejected karma because the tendency of sometimes refraining from sin and sometimes committing sin, which means the sinful tendency not going away, then for that same reason he must have rejected bhakti also. Because this is seen in in devotees also. But interestingly, Parikshit Maharaj did not reject bhakti because he knew the later stages of bhakti, as he must have known the later stages of karma also. So even in the later stages of karma, the tendency to commit that sin does not go away. But Parikshit Maharaj knew that in the later stages of bhakti, like when one goes past nishta, definitely the tendency to commit sinful activities also goes away. So that is why he did not reject bhakti also as elephant taking bath. Like that. The devotees destroy the root of sin by bhakti. They do not go to hell but attain the Lord. The karmis, however, under the control of sinful and pious results, go to hell and heaven again and again. This truth is indicated by the story of Ajamil. Okay. Any quick comments, questions before we move on to Prabhupada's purport?
Hare Krishna. Range gradient.
Hare Bhakti Guru.
Yes. I was not able to hear.
Hey, is my voice not clear?
No, till now it was clear. Only just now, just last 10-15 seconds, I was not able to hear anything.
Okay, while we completed Vishnu Chakradhakur's commentary, you could hear, na?
Yes, Prabhuji, yes.
Okay. You can read the purport.
One may very easily practice chanting and hearing of the holy name of Lord and thus become ecstatic in spiritual life. Padma Puran states, Nama Parada Yuktanam Navameva Harantyagam Avishrandi Prayuntani Tanyeva Takarani Cha. Even if one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuously chanting without deviation. One who becomes accustomed to this practice will always remain in a pure transcendental position, untouchable by sinful reactions. Shukdev Goswami especially requested King Parikshit to note this fact very carefully. There is no profit, however, in executing the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. By performing such activities, one may go to the higher planetary systems. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Kshine Punne Martilokam Vishanti. When the period of one's enjoyment in the heavenly planet is terminated because of the limited extent of the results of one's pious activities, one must return to Earth. There is no use in over-endeavoring to travel up and down in the universe. It is better to chant the holy name of the Lord so that one may become fully purified and eligible to return home back to Godhead. That is the aim of life and that is the perfection of life.
Okay. Any quick comments, questions before we move on to the next verse?
No.
Okay. Next verse is also a famous verse. I think you must have already memorized this verse, right?
Not me. No, Prabhuji.
Okay, so we'll chant. Krishna Angri Padma Madulinna Punar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atmaraja Pramarshtum Iheta Karma Yatayeva Raja Punasyat. So here Srila Shukadeva Goswami says, Krishna Angri Padma Madhu Lit. Lit means one who licks. Chatna. Krishna Angri Padma, the lotus feet of Krishna. In that lotus, there is some madhu, there is some honey, which is licked. So the person, lit means one who licks that honey, which emanates from the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay. Na punar ramate, he does not again enjoy Visrishta Maya Guneshu. Visrishta means rejected. Visarjan Karna. Visrishta Maya Guneshu. Maya Guneshu is material objects. Krishnangri Padma Madulit Na Punar Ramate Visrishta Maya Guneshu. The person who licks the honey from the lotus feet of Krishna does not again enjoy the rejected material objects. And what is the nature of rejected material objects? Vrijina Avaheshu. Vrijina means suffering. Avaheshu means that which brings suffering. Okay. So that is the first two lines. Krishnangri Padma Madhu Lit, one who licks the honey from the lotus feet of Krishna, Na Punar Ramate, he does not again enjoy Visrishta Maya Guneshu, the rejected material objects. And what is the nature of rejected material objects? Virjina Avaheshu, which brings suffering. This is the nature of one who is accustomed to licking the honey at the lotus feet of Krishna. On the other hand, anyastu, on the other hand, but any other person, kamahata, who is attacked by lust or who is defeated by lust, okay, karma iheta, he performs karma. Iheta means endeavors to perform or performs. He performs karma or prayaschitta, material atonement. Atma raja pramarshtum. Atma raja, atma is oneself or within the heart. Rajaha is impurity or dust or, pramarshtum means to wipe out, to cleanse. So, anyastu, but others, kamahata, who are attacked by lust, karma iheta, they perform the karmakandya atonement. Atma rajaha pramarshtum, in order to cleanse the impurity within their heart. Yata eva. Yata, as in janmadyasya yataha. Yataha means from there, from that atonement. Rajaha punasyat. From that atonement, again contamination appears within their heart. Because the desire to enjoy does not go away. So, that's what this verse says. I will read the second line again. Anyastu, but others means who? Kamahata, who are defeated by lust. Karma iheta, they perform the karmakandi atonement. For what? Atma rajaha pramarshtum, in order to cleanse the impurity within the heart. Yata eva, from that kind of atonement. Rajaha punasyat, again impurity manifests, because the desire is not destroyed. Like that. Okay? So please close your book and try to recollect whatever you can recollect. Preferably in the order.
Krishnangri Padma Madulit.
Okay, one who licks the honey from the lotus feet of Krishna.
Na punar ramati.
Na punar ramate. He does not enjoy again. What? Visrishta.
Maya guneshu.
Maya guneshu. Rejected material objects he does not enjoy again. Okay. Why? And what is the nature of that rejected material objects?
Vrijina
avaheshu. It brings sufferings again. Okay. Then?
Adimaraja. Na anya.
Anyastu. Anyastu.
Anyastu. But others. And who are these others?
Kamahata.
Kamahata. Who are defeated by lust. Okay.
Karma iheta.
Karma iheta. Karma iheta. They engage in karmakandiya atonements. For what purpose?
Pramarshtum.
Atmaraja.
Atmaraja pramarshtum. In order to cleanse the dust within the heart. Okay. What about that process?
Yata eva.
Yata eva.
Yata eva. But from that very act Raja. Of atonement.
Raja punhasyat.
Raja punhasyat. Again. Again the impurity. Manifest. Okay. So we will chant 3 times. Krishnangri Padma Madulitna Punar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja Pramarshtum Iheta Karma Yata Eva Raja Punasyat Krishnangri Padma Madulitna Punar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja Pramarshtum Iheta Karma Yata Eva Raja Punasyat Krishnangri Padma Madulitna Punar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja Pramarshtum Iheta Karma Yata Eva Raja Punasyat. Once more. Krishnangri Padma Madulit Napunar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja Pramashtum Iheta Karma Yata Eva Raja Punasyat. Okay. Adi Gopal Prabhu, first line.
Krishnangri Padma Lit Madhu
Lit
Madhu Lit Visrishta Maya Guneshu.
Napuna Visrishta.
Napuna Visrishta. Okay, Ashray Gopal Prabhu, second line.
Napuna Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijana Vaheshu.
Okay, Akhilatma Pran Prabhu, third line.
Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja.
Pramarshtum.
Pramarshtum.
Okay. Is Jayadvait Prabhu there?
No, Prabhu.
Okay. Okay. Tamal going through fourth line.
It starts.
Iheta.
Iheta.
Iheta karma. Iheta karma.
Yata eva.
Iheta karma yata eva raja punasyat.
Okay. Muktikesh Prabhu, first 2 lines.
Krishna angri padma madulit napunar visrishta maya guneshu ramate vrijana avaheshu.
Haribhat Prabhu.
Anyamstu kamahat atma raja pramashtum iheta karma yata eva apunarajasyat.
Okay, Rohin Nandan, full verse.
Hari Pur.
Nangri Padma Madhulin Napunarvisrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vujina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Kamahata Atma Rajas Rajah Pramashtum Iheta Karma Yata Eva Raja Raja Punaryat.
Okay. Muktikesh Prabhu, would you like to try full verse?
Yes. Krishnangri Padma Madhulit Napunar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vijran Avaheshu Anyastu kamahat raja atma raja pramastum iheta karmasu yata eva atma raja punasyat.
Haribol.
Devotees with or without offense should perform only bhakti and not atonements. That's what is indicated here. Those who have no faith in bhakti, the smartas, arthavadis, and those subject to false arguments and harsh opinions, they perform atonements and not chanting the Lord's name. The bee which licks the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord is not attached to food of men or crows, even if dying of hunger. Similarly, the devotee does not enjoy material objects which he has rejected, though he enjoyed them in his previous condition, since he is situated in bhakti. So sometimes, even if he starts enjoying, it eventually, as soon as that enjoyment goes away, he is eaten by guilt. Actually, eventually he does not enjoy. He cannot enjoy. Because even though he may succumb to the material attractions sometimes, eventually he gets consumed by his guilt. Actually, he cannot enjoy. Similarly, the devotee does not enjoy material objects which he has rejected, though he enjoyed them in his previous condition, since he is situated in bhakti. This meaning is derived from the use of the verb ram, to enjoy. Na punar rameta. Even though the Kanishta Bhaktas engage in material actions, same point he is mentioning here, Krishna Chakradirakur. Even though the Kanishta Bhaktas engage in material actions, they do not enjoy them. And see what verse he quotes here. Tato bhajeta mam prita shraddhalur drida nishchaya jushamanascha tan kaman dukkho darkamscha garhayan. Which word indicates this situation in this verse?
Garhayan.
Yeah. My devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. The smartha, however, performs atonements to purify his sin. And again he commits sin like an elephant which has taken a bath, sprinkling itself with dust again. This is because of committing offense to the name. Of course, his offense is different compared to the sadhaka's committing that offense. Like that. Okay. Any quick comments, questions before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport?
Prabhuji, many places this word continuous chanting has come. So what is the exact meaning of that? Like chanting continuously in a day, or like going on continuously chanting for many number of years and then it will happen? So how?
Okay. Yeah. Continuous chanting here refers to continuously engage in Krishna's service. Okay. That is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So continuously, as soon as the chanting is over, then the next Krishna conscious engagement should be there. As soon as that gets over, the next Krishna conscious engagement should be there. In that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, whenever the Shastras tend to glorify exclusively a particular limb of Bhakti, one should understand that particular limb is the representative of Bhakti Devi. So sometimes the verse says, only by Bhagavad Archanam it is possible. What is that? Taista nyagani puyante tapodana vratadibhi na dharmajam tad hridayam tad api ishangri sevaya. So similarly, the word archan also is used in some of the verses. So there one should understand that archanam is the representative. If in Govardhan Eco Village, for some, or let's say NVCC, government is rewarding for the, for some purposes, for best youth reform activities performed. So Radhesham Prabhu might go and receive the award from the President of India or Prime Minister of India. But he is actually representing the whole, all the people who are involved in actually doing it. Even though, of course, he is the one who inspired it, but he is also representing all the devotees who must have contributed in that direction of reforming the youths like that. So similarly, when Shastras also describe a particular limb as the only way of actually of purification or progress in spiritual life, then one should understand that particular limb is representing is a representative of Bhakti Devi, actually, like that. Is that okay, Hari Bhakti Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. But like I just had little doubt in this, because this comment actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes at very few places, that means this particular limb is meant to signify all other limbs. Whereas in case of like Kirtanam and all, like now we are continuously hearing the glories of holy name. So here it actually looks as if it stands out.
No doubt. That's why I gave the example of Radhesham Prabhu.
Yeah.
So he definitely stands out. But having said that, we can see the presentation of these statements through the lives of great acharyas. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. True, they have glorified the holy name. Definitely, nama bina kichu nahi ko ara chauda bona maje. And they have spent significant time chanting the holy name, but they have also spent significant time inspiring others to take up the process, and they have engaged in the other limbs of devotional service also. They have encouraged printing of books, they have encouraged distribution of literature, they have encouraged worship of deities, and hearing Krishna Katha from the spiritual master. These have also been, from their own examples, they have emphasized all these things. So true, it definitely the holy name stands out. But having said that, continuous chanting should be taken as, or as if you remember, you were there in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Smartavya Satadam Vishnor Vismartavyo Na Jatu Chit.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yes, sir.
So in that, the word Satatam is explained by Srila Jiva Goswami as daily.
Daily.
Daily or periodic, rather than every moment, because such an injunction for a sadhaka would be impossible to follow, and therefore he might lose faith in the process, he says. So yes, it means periodic, to start with, and when gradually when one progresses, then he will be able to actually do it every hour, every quarter of an hour, every minute, every second. Gradually, as and when he progresses and he develops that spontaneous attraction, it will move in that direction.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So, if there are no further comments, questions, then you can read Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Yeah. A devotee's duty is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. One may sometimes chant with offenses and sometimes without offenses. But if one seriously adopts this process, he will achieve perfection, which cannot be achieved through Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement. Persons who are attached to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies but do not believe in devotional service, who advise atonement but do not appreciate the chanting of the Lord's holy name, fail to achieve the highest perfection. Devotees, therefore, being completely detached from material enjoyment, never give up Krishna consciousness for Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Those who are attached to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies because of lusty desires are subjected to the tribulations of material existence again and again. Parikshit Maharaj has compared their activities to Kunjara Shaucha, the bathing of an elephant.
Okay. Over?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, next verse, 34th. Ittam swabhatra gatitam bhagavan mahitvam samsmritya vismita diyo yamakinkaraste naivachutashraya janam pratishankamana drashtum cha bibhyati tata prabhritisma rajan. O Rajan, O King, samsmritya bhagavad mahitvam, remembering the extraordinary glories of the Supreme Lord, swa bhartru gatitam, gaditam, which was spoken by their master Yamaraj, pratishankamana yamakinkaraha, the hesitant Yamadutas, who were like shocked and hesitant, vismitadiyah, struck with wonder, na eva achyutashrayajanam, they never approach devotees who have taken shelter of Achyuta. Drashtum cha bibhyati, in fact, they even fear seeing them. Tata prabhriti, from that time onwards, they would even fear seeing the devotees. So, this is an information that Shukadeva Goswami is giving to Parikshit Maharaj. Srila Vishnajaga Thakur writes, to the phrase, naiva achyuta ashraya janam, na eva achyuta ashraya janam, the verb gacchanti should be added. They do not approach the devotees. Another version has tena achyutashraya janam. They become astonished by hearing the glories of the Lord and fear even seeing his devotees. Okay. Prabhupada's passport.
Since this incident, the Yamadutas have given up the dangerous behavior of approaching devotees. For the Yamadutas, a devotee is dangerous.
Okay. Dangerous in the sense they cannot approach the devotees for taking them to hell, because they will get into trouble. But of course they don't see the devotees in their role of Yamadutas, but definitely for after hearing such wonderful glories of devotees, they must definitely be eager to see them for their own purification. So one should understand that in their role of Yamadutas, they would fear seeing devotees because they will get into trouble like that. Okay, last verse of this section of Ajamil. Itihasam imam guhyam bhagavan kumbasam bhavah katayamasa malaya asino harimarchayan. Bhagavan kumbasam bhavah, the greatly powerful sage Agastya, who was the son of Kumbha, Malaya Asinaha, who was residing in the Malaya hills, Harim Archayan, and who was worshipping the Supreme Lord, Katayamasa, he spoke Imam Guhyam Itihasam, this very confidential story to me. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling from whom he heard this story. He heard it from Agastya Muni. So Srila Vishnu Jagadagur says, Kumbha Sambhavaha means the sage Agastya. Living on the Malaya mountain indicates he was undisturbed. Okay. Worshipping the Lord means he touched the Lord's feet again and again to show his faith. Okay. This is Sridhar Swami's explanation. Thus ends the commentary on the third chapter of the sixth canto of Bhagavatam for the pleasure of the devotees in accordance with the previous acharyas. Okay. Hari Bhakti Prabhu.
Prabhuji, no purport.
No purport. Okay. So.
Push.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir. Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. Yes, bro.
Yeah. This where does this story comes? Miss, I never heard like Agastya Muni meeting Sukadeva Goswami. Miss, anywhere the story is there where Sukadeva Goswami visits and he is hearing katha from Agastya Muni.
I don't know, bro. Maybe it must be there in some other Puranas. It may be there, but definitely Sukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam says that he heard it from Agastya Muni. That is
Agastya Muni. So this Ajamil story he heard. That's all.
Only Ajamil story he heard or not, I don't know. But Ajamil story he definitely heard from Agastya Muni. That is mentioned here.
Okay.
Maybe he must have heard other Thank stories you. Also, but it is not indicated here.
Okay.
So, what Thank is the time now?
11:52.
So should we start a new chapter now or start it tomorrow? Whatever you decide, we can do.
Introduction of next chapter.
Yeah, that is good. So Hari Bhakti Prabhu, you can read the introduction to next chapter.
Okay.
Chapter 4. The Hamsa Guhya prayers offered to the Lord by Prajapati Daksha. After Maharaj Parikshit appealed to Sukadeva Goswami to describe the further detail, to describe in further detail the creation of living entities within this universe, Sukadeva Goswami informed him that when the Prachetas, the 10 sons of Prachina Barhi, entered the sea to execute austerities, the planet Earth was neglected because of the absence of a king. Naturally, many weeds and unnecessary trees grew, and no food grains were produced. Indeed, all the land became like a forest. When the 10 Prachetas came out of the sea and saw the entire world full of trees, they were very angry with the trees and decided to destroy them all to rectify the situation. Thus, the Prachetas created wind and fire to burn the trees to ashes. Soma, however, the king of the moon and the king of all vegetation, forbade the Prachetas to destroy the trees, since the trees are the source of fruit and flowers for all living beings. Just to satisfy the Prachetas, Soma gave them a beautiful girl born of Pramalocha Apsara. By the semen of all the Prachetas, Daksha was born of that girl. Marisha. In the beginning, Daksha created all the demigods, demons and human beings. But when he found the population not increasing properly, he took sannyas and went to Vindhya mountain, where he underwent severe austerities and offered Lord Vishnu a particular prayer known as Hamsa Guhya, by which Lord Vishnu became very pleased with him. The contents of the prayer were as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul Lord Hari, is the controller of both the living entities and the material nature. He is self-sufficient and self-effulgent. As the subject matter of perception is not the cause of our perceiving senses, so the living entity, although within his body, does not cause his eternal friend, the Super Soul, who is the cause of creation of all the senses. Because of the living entity's ignorance, his senses are engaged with the material objects. Since the living entity is alive, he can understand the creation of this material world to some extent, but he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the conception of body, mind, and intelligence. Nevertheless, the great sages who are always in meditation can see the personal form of the Lord within their hearts. Since an ordinary living being is materially contaminated, his words and intelligence are also material. Therefore, he cannot ascertain the supreme personality of Godhead by manipulating his material senses. The conception of God derived through the material senses is inaccurate because the Supreme Lord is beyond material senses. But when one engages his senses in devotional service, the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed on the platform of the soul. When that Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes the aim of one's life, one is said to have attained spiritual knowledge. The Supreme Brahman is the cause of all causes because he originally existed before the creation. He is the original cause of everything, both material and spiritual, and his existence is independent. However, the Lord has a potency called avidya, the illusory energy, which induces the false arguer to think himself perfect and which induces the illusory energy to bewilder the conditioned soul. That Supreme Brahman, the super soul, is very affectionate to his devotees. To bestow mercy upon them, he discloses his form, name, attributes and qualities to be worshipped within this material world. Unfortunately, however, those who are materially absorbed worship various demigods. As the air passes over a lotus flower and carries the scent of flower with it, or as the air sometimes carries dust and therefore assumes colors, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as various demigods according to the desires of his various foolish worshippers. But actually he is the Supreme Truth, Lord Vishnu. To fulfill the desires of his devotees, he appears in various incarnations, and therefore there is no need to worship the demigods. Being very satisfied with the prayers of Daksha, Lord Vishnu appeared before Daksha with 8 arms. The Lord was dressed in yellow garments and had a blackish complexion. Understanding that Daksha was very eager to follow the path of enjoyment, the Lord awarded him the potency to enjoy the illusory energy. The Lord offered him the daughter of Panchajan named Akshini, who was suitable for Maharaj Daksha to enjoy in sex. Indeed, Daksha received his name because he was very expert in sex life. After awarding this benediction, Lord Vishnu disappeared.
Okay. Hari Bhakti Guru, did you do...
Yes, Prabhuji.
Oh, full fasting yesterday.
No. No problem. No problem.
Okay. So we will continue this discussion tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Panchakalpadarubhyasya kapasam dubhye vacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, there is no question.